This episode of the Mom Veg podcast is with Holly O'Brien, okay? And she is the founder of Skillzilla, which is an app that is launching later this year that is giving children, quasi-teens, quasi-adults, all of the life skills you need to be successful post-grad or even maybe not post-grad. Regardless, her story on how she came to the place to make this beautiful, educated, amazing solution for our children is truly remarkable. You get to know her, you get to know her brand, and I really, truly, honestly can't wait to see Skillzilla just crush and dominate this world because children need to learn, like, what is a credit score? How do you take out a loan? Like, what are the actual things that you need outside of, like, standardized testing in your school districts and, like, general education in order to be successful? And she's literally given us just that. So buckle up. Be excited. We are about to take off with Skillzilla. I really hope you enjoy this episode. Oh, hey, Mom Betches. Welcome back to another episode of the Mom Betch podcast. I am your host, Celia, and today I have the beautiful, the entrepreneur, the educator, the everything that our new generation and next generation needs, Holly O'Brien. Welcome to the Mom Veg podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So Holly owns Skillzilla, okay? And it is not launched yet, but it is getting close. So with that said, I want to kick it over to you. Give me a brief introduction about Holly because I feel like you are literally the dream, right? Like, you started off at a very young age doing a lot of things, right? And then you've somehow turned this into, like, just, like, an absolute masterpiece for children. And I just can't wait for everyone to hear about it.
I am actually a high school dropout. I muddled my way through my 20s, didn't know what was going on. I didn't know anything about credit, how to even budget for bills. My mom taught me some, but I had some, you know, issues with self-control. I wanted what I wanted, and I just didn't learn until I learned the hard way. So muddling through my 20s, full-time job, part-time job, side hustles. I had a boutique at one point, so I was selling women's clothing. I had an AI business at one point. I had an AI create clothing for people to buy. So it was like print on demand kind of stuff, but nothing that was really a business. So I'm still muddling, trying to put food on the table. We have six boys, so that's a lot of food to be putting on the table.
As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, Lagan's only 1.5 and he eats a ton. I cannot imagine how much food six growing boys would eat. Yes. But I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they're all teenagers too. So they're like never ending pits. They're just constantly in the pantry. So my husband and I are just scrambling to make sure that they have what they need. Well, then we get into our 30s and we can breathe a little because we made our mistakes. We learned from them. We got corporate jobs. We started working up the ladder. But we still look at our kids and we're like, they don't have everything that they need. They don't know how to do eye contact because we were too busy putting food on the table to teach them the basics. So they don't have eye contact. They don't know how to hold a conversation. We're putting them in cars that they don't even know how to change a tire with. So I'm seeing these problems and I'm like, we can't be the only family that has not been able to teach our kids what we would like to because we're just dealing with inflation and the economy and just paying our bills. So I looked at my kids' friends, same issue. So my husband and I were like, somebody has to do something. So we came up with Skillzilla and we're going to put all of the courses in the app and make it gamified. And we're going to teach kids all of the things that we wish we knew in our 20s that wasted so much time of our lives that we're just going to give that time right back to them. They won't have to make the same mistakes that I made.
What's amazing about that is I feel like 20s suck. Like, I don't think 20s were fun. Like, I think 30, like 30s and up have been my favorite. As yes. I'm approaching 40, like, I look into my 20s and I'm like, I knew nothing. And I barely know anything now, but when I was in my 20s, I thought I knew everything. And so what I think is incredible about this is people in their 30s probably need to take these courses because, like, I don't know how to change a tire. But there's just so many things that you are ill-prepared for. It's always, like, school, college, like, all of these things push down your throats, especially when you're – if you're a millennial. And it's like, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be that way. And thankfully, it's not that way now. Like, children are starting to realize that there's so many different industries and trade programs and even just certifications that you can take and be prepared to get into the workforce. But the second you enter the workforce does not make you an adult. It does not make you responsible. And I remember even getting my first apartment or purchasing my first car or even building my credit. Like, it took me like my whole 20s. To get to a point where as I was entering into my 30s, mid-30s, that's when I started to really feel like, okay, I got this. If I had courses, especially in an app, they're already on their phone. If I had that type of take and go knowledge or even just to reference as I'm in a situation like, okay, I'm going to buy a car. Let me get on Skillzilla app and let me get on this course and do it in the real time. I can't even imagine how much smarter my decisions would have been.
Exactly. Like,
I probably took the words out of most people's mouths that are like listening in that are in their 30s, because I feel like unless you really had, you know, everything handed to you, you're kind of like having to learn on the spot, on the go. And nothing really can prepare you, you know, 100%. I really am interested because I was on your site and I started to look at the curriculum and then I was like, I really want to know more about what parents could expect to be inside of these courses, because I think the unique approach you have is we need to get this app into school districts, especially underserving school districts. So I want to hear like the curriculum. I feel like teachers and parents are going to be like in love with this.
Yes, it's definitely for sure. We're trying to get it into schools. Obviously, there's a lot of things that we need to get in place because they are highly, highly monitored. So we do have to make sure that we're in line with their goals as well. So we're working on all of that. But the courses that we have currently are, we have financial management courses. We have career development. We have interpersonal, digital literacy, time management, health and wellness, growth and discovery, car maintenance, home maintenance, travel and public transportation. And that will get them basically to where they need to be. So they can travel. They'll get some cultural sensitivity as well and emotional intelligence in that health and wellness area. So they'll be able to travel. They'll know how to use public transportation, go to the post office, go to the bank, all of the things that you have to do as an adult that nobody teaches you.
Okay. And so inside of the app, it's basically, it sounds like you said it's gamified. So
yes.
Does it, is the courses like it starts out easy questions and then it continuously gets harder and then you go on to the next, you know, category, or how does it work as like when you're inside of the app?
They can choose their own path. We don't have a path chosen for them. So if they aren't really interested in time management because they think that they have that down, they can go to financial literacy and start there. They can start wherever they want. But in those courses, it does start from easiest to most difficult. So mm-hmm. in financial literacy, they'll start with basic budgeting. So like if you have $1,000 and your rent is $500, what else can you do? So we'll teach them how to budget and make sure that they can plan for those expenses. But then it also goes all the way up to basic investing.
Okay.
So wow. We even teach them what to look for in an investment partner, like somebody to help them do investments. And we have people that know more than me telling me how to do these things and making sure that we're getting them from qualified people, because all of the things that we're teaching in here, obviously, some of them are out of my depth. But we definitely have a team of experts behind us as well, giving us the content.
That's really incredible. Okay, so as an entrepreneur, how has been making an app than going, because apps are not easy and it takes a village, kind of like mom life. Like, it takes a village. Yes. And I find it very empowering to know that you've built an app, because I work in the digital space and I know that they are just, if it was that easy, everyone would do it. So, like, how are you balancing being a mom, being an entrepreneur? Like, now you're in the tech space. Like, how has that been going for you?
Honestly, it's rough. I'm not even going to lie. It's a lot to juggle. There have been days that I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and do nothing because that's what I need right now. It has been both the most exciting time of my life and the most challenging time of my life. And I think the excitement outweighs the challenging. Yeah. But we do have a team behind us. I have a CTO. His name is Marlon Henry. He is the one behind the keyboard, just banging the keys, making sure we have an app. The app is actually going to be coming out for a soft launch for beta in 2 weeks.
I know. How exciting.
So I'm super excited. So he's just, I sent him a care package because I asked him, I was like, what are all of your favorite snack foods? And he's like, Monster, Twizzlers, popcorn and Doritos. So I sent him this big Amazon package.
That's awesome. Okay, so I feel like if you are going to make an app and it is going to be gamified and it is going to be educational, like, you have the beta inside of your house as well. Like, yes. how are your boys responding to this? I mean, they have to be amped.
They are. They actually have their friends involved as well. I took on two of them as interns because they aren't in school right now. So two of them are doing internships with us. One of them is doing marketing with our CMO, Stephanie Brooks, and the other one is doing the videos for the actual course content with Martin Pope, our animator. So I have them both. I put them to work this Saturday. We're all going to go down by the Riverwalk and we're going to do some TikTok content. We have dino suits. So we're going to be doing some life skills in dino suits and get some content together for TikTok and YouTube.
That's awesome. Okay, I guess that kind of like transitions into my next question, because Skillzilla, Dino, and mind you, my nephews had their second birthday and I didn't tell James, but I made him dress up in a dinosaur costume for the birthday party. And that post got so much engagement. And we talked about this previously too. Like, there's a phenomenon behind dinosaurs, but it goes past that for your brand. And so can you explain to everyone why dinosaurs?
So dinosaurs were kind of an easy choice for me. One, I love dinosaurs. I mean, we even got our little mascot as a plush. He's so cute.
Oh my gosh. So
I love dinosaurs. But when we were considering the race issues and the transgender issues that are going on in society, we didn't want to mess with that.
Yep.
We didn't want to put any barriers between ourselves and the youth that we want to help. So we chose dinosaurs because dinosaurs, you can have them whatever gender you want. You can have it whatever race you want. So it doesn't really matter. Everybody can be included. There's nothing standing between you and this app. There's no social things in it. There's no political things in it. There's no religious things in it. It's just hard, fast life skills that will take you to the next level in whatever you're doing, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a mom, whether you go the career route and go corporate. It doesn't matter what you're doing. These skills will take you to the next level and give you that leg up to the person that didn't do Skillzilla.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a social responsibility that we have as business owners to make sure that we're inclusive. And I also think there's a big responsibility for parents and school districts alike to make sure that there's resources like this that are available and that are in the hands of children, because, you know, there's some schools where they're all tablet and then there's some schools where there's not. But either way, it seems to be one common thing. All of these kids have cell phones. All of these kids are on social media and all of these kids have time. And so I think that there's a really big impact that plays here, because parents and school districts need to get behind a program like this and say, like, hey, this is available to you. Use it. Like, how have the boys and their friends been responding to taking these classes and kind of like being hands-on? Because I feel like it's important to hear about their experience because they're the ones that are utilizing this information. Like, are they having fun with it? Like, are they engaging with it? Like, are they like, oh, I don't like this, you know, I'm going to, you know, go back on TikTok? Or are they like, this is sweet?
They are actually the ones creating the content. So they love it. They're learning while they're creating the content. So I don't know how many times I have heard from them and their friends, I wish school would have taught us this. Why mm-hmm. aren't they teaching us this in school? And I don't have an answer to that. I mean, I have theories, but I'm not high up in the education world. I don't know where all of those decisions and guidelines and things come from. I just know that we don't have CTAE classes anymore. 80% of schools in the nation took away CTAE classes.
And CTAE classes are, I was going to say, what are those?
Yeah, they're the career technology and agriculture education. Okay. Yep. So they're all of the extracurriculars that aren't math, science, reading, and history, I guess. It's been so long since I've been in school, I don't even know.
What is like the one, like something arithmetic? I don't understand why we are like stuck in the history books when it comes to education in the schools, because we now are so technology dependent. And because of that, we're using a higher percentage of our brains because we are able to problem solve at a faster rate. We don't need old school textbooks. We don't need standardized testing. And I think it's a shame that all of these, and I'm sure every parent feels this way, but it's a shame that all of these important classes and important opportunities and learning opportunities for children are just cut. And those are the first things to get cut. Like, I didn't, what was that calculator that we used when we were in like high school? It was like the M something.
90?
Yeah. Like, why did I need a chart on a calculator? Like, I don't use that. And maybe some people do. And if you do, you do you, boo. Good for you. But the majority of us don't need it. We need to know how our credit works. We need to know that we need a credit score to be able to do anything in life. And if you, I don't know if you've seen this, but women are now starting to own more homes than men in the United States. And what's even worse than that, it's not even equal, is that kids coming out of college, even if they have college, or kids coming out of any job, can't afford to buy homes.
Yeah.
And the interest rates are so high. It's not like a market for people to just like swoop in and like get their shit done. So it's scary.
Yes. And I think that it's been shown to us that if we don't do it for ourselves, it's not going to be done.
Yes.
I think that it's been shown to us that there isn't help coming.
No.
So if there's not help coming, we have to find it in ourselves to be our own help. So in my opinion, we need educators, parents, and businesses and nonprofits to join together and decide, hey, we're not getting what we need. How can we all join together and give these kids what they actually need to be successful in this society?
Yep.
The school systems that we have right now were actually developed back in the 1920s. Okay. And they were developed.
That's crazy.
So, yes. Listen to why they were developed. They were developed because we were having all of these factory people that needed to go into work. So one of the rich guys, I don't remember if it was Carnegie or it was one of the big ones. So don't quote me on that at all. But it was one of the rich guys said, hey, what if we put children in schools for 8 hours? We make them sit there, do what they're told, and we train them from children to come out and work for us. And then they come to us for 8 hours. They do what they're told. They go home. And we haven't changed that school system since the 20s. We don't need to be churning out factory workers and office workers hardcore like we used to, especially in the remote environment. I mean, there's still a need for factory workers in certain aspects, but that's not the primary workforce anymore.
Yeah.
So schools need to evolve. Schools need to change, or businesses need to step in and fill in the gap.
So where do you kind of see Skillzilla going, like, in your perfect world, right? Like, to empower children, like, what does that infrastructure look like? Like, what are your goals? Because who knows who's listening, right? Or who will listen. I think it's important to support the business and find out ways to support the business, but also see, like, what's your vision in, like, 10 years from now? Like, what would be the perfect world for you?
So our ultimate goal is to be international. We want to help youth around the world be successful. And I understand American culture isn't French culture, isn't British culture. So we'll have to do some digging and researching and market research before that happens. Because we don't want to be one of those Americans that are like, you have to be American, you know? Yeah. So we definitely don't want to do that. But we do want to give back to our users. So in 10 years, I would love to have our program that gives back fully developed. We want to give back to our users as entrepreneurs and help them with their entrepreneur journey. So if they do our program, they want to build a business, they can bring their idea to us, and then we can help them with their business. That's okay. Ultimately what we want to do at Skillzilla is help young people be business owners, not corporate workers.
That's amazing. So you want to create a community. And if they're leaned into, you know, like, it makes sense because you have to have those powers, right, if you will, in order to open up a business. Like, you don't just like wake up one day and say, I'm going to open up a business. No, it takes a lot of work and a lot of money. And again, a good credit score. So with that said, that's really interesting. So you foresee this being like a real, true, empowering community for the next generation to be able to share ideas, to have resources, to have networking and connections, to take the next step into life.
And I feel like I'm a millennial. So I feel like millennials were raised to fit in a box.
Yes.
That's what we were raised to do. We are raised to be a certain kind of person. And if we weren't that certain kind of person, then we weren't good enough. That's how I feel like I was raised as a millennial. I want Gen Z to be able to explore themselves and be themselves 100%. That they won't have to do all of the work that I've had to do to become myself.
It's crazy. So I'm a millennial too. And I feel this deeply. Like, I feel like I went to school, I did the time, you know, I worked hard, I networked, I bumped elbows, I smiled, I did everything that I was supposed to do, and I never felt fulfilled. Exactly. And I finally found a role that I've been in for 7 years in my 9-to-5 that I love. I love people leading, I love my job, but you are an employee within an organization with a mission, and your job is to drive that force. You're not necessarily driving your own force. And I've always said that I don't think people should compromise who they are. And maybe that's the wrong word, but you shouldn't just be one thing. Like, you should be able to do what you need to do, work to live, but then equally have a passion. And what is that passion? And you can't find what that passion is unless you know yourself. And you're right. Like, millennials, we didn't know ourselves. Like, we just went work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard. And it's like, where'd it get us? It got us, you know, probably farther than, you know, the generation below us.
In our 30s.
Right. But, like, we're stressed. We're unhappy. Like, mental health is on the rise. Like, it's just, you know, it's bittersweet. And so I think it's incredible. What has been the most exciting thing for you as, I'm going to put this into three cups. What has been the most exciting thing for you as an individual, you as a mom, and then you as a business owner?
So me as an individual, it's so weird how life happens. So at 8 years old, I'm in my living room and I tell my family, I want to be a CEO. Right?
You knew.
But we're in Grovetown, Georgia, like middle of nowhere. So there's no opportunities to be a CEO at all. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll just move to New York and not have any kids. I'll move to New York, not have any kids, and become a CEO. Well, obviously life happens. I have kids. There's no CEO opportunities here. So I just go about life. and now I'm a CEO. So that full circle moment happened for me like a week or two ago. And I told my husband, I was like, oh my gosh, my little 8-year-old self is jumping up and down inside
like,
right now.
Did you heal your childhood trauma in that like trauma in that moment when you're like, I did the damn thing?
Yes, I have healed my childhood trauma over and over and over through this journey.
That's amazing.
Just realizing all of the voices in my head weren't mine, that they were from people from my past. And just coming to terms with, I am a pretty amazing chick. Like, and it's okay to just be myself and be my feral ADHD self. Like, it's okay. Yeah. So I think in this mission and trying to help youth find themselves, I have also found myself.
That's incredible. Okay. So as a mom,
yes,
what's been the most rewarding thing so far?
As a mom, the rewarding thing has been seeing my 16-year-old jump in. He's constantly like bugging my CMO. Hey, do you have anything for me to do? Hey, do you have anything for me to do? So to watch his passion come out as well through this process has been amazing. He has had mental health issues in the past. It was rough for about a year for us with him. He actually dropped out of school because of the mental health issues. So we're homeschooling him, but he just latched onto Skillzilla and he is excited for it. And he's like, we're going to travel and we're going to show people all of this stuff. And we're going to set up booths and we're going to hump through the airport with all of our bags. And he's like, this is going to be so much fun. Like, he's just excited for it. So it makes me excited for him.
That's awesome. Like, he has ownership and that's empowering him. And hopefully putting him on Lord knows what journey. Like, he has a bright future in front of him, especially like the opportunity. Like, think about it, to be a teenager and have inside your own family an app, a technology, like in something that's actually sustainable to be long term. Nevertheless, it's not like quick fashion or something quick. No. Like, this is like skill sets. Like, it's not changing. Like, you need these skill sets. You need this knowledge. That's something that like he can just take and continue to flourish. Like, he's very fortunate. And I think that even his story, you know, like every kid has mental health, you know, and, and even as adults, we all do. Yes. It's what do you do with it? And I think that's beautiful that he's finding something within the family business that's inspiring.
Yes. Yep. He can't wait. We're going to Toronto, which leads me into my most exciting moment of business owner.
Yeah.
We actually got into the Collision Conference in Toronto, which is basically the Tech Olympics is what they're calling it. So in June, we get to go to Toronto and show almost 1,000 investors and a whole bunch of tech entrepreneurs and Fortune 500 companies what we've been up to. So the whole team is going to fly out to Toronto. We have a videographer going with us so we can get some content and show everybody our journey. And that's my most exciting moment for business owner, which is I get to take my 16-year-old. I told him I wouldn't say his name. I get to take my 16-year-old with me. So
that's awesome.
He's super excited. He's like, oh, I get to get a passport and I get to leave the country. I'm like, yep. He's like, oh, I'm down.
I mean,
well, he said bet. But
oh, bet, yeah, on God. But I didn't get a passport until I was like 33.
Yeah.
Like, it's just funny, like the opportunities now with the internet and technology. Yes. Like, how much more opportunity there is for people to travel and like do things. And he should know how to travel now because he took the Skillzilla is traveling app, which is actually quite important when you're traveling overseas, because once you get into a country where they don't speak English or it's not English on signs, like, you are in a whole different world and it's not necessarily easy to navigate. Like, when we went to Venice once, I was like, I don't know how people do this. Like, their systems are very confusing and it's not like our – well, I shouldn't compare it because it's literally not like ours. But, like, it's just you got to be careful and you got to be smart when you're traveling.
Because people are looking for us because they're like, oh, silly Americans. Like, oh, people are looking for us. We actually did a study for Skillzilla on the international travel and like scams that happen.
Yep.
And it was billions of dollars that other countries make off of scamming Americans when they travel.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what in particular?
Like or they just will anything. Charge them for things that normally they don't charge for. Wow. Like maybe the valet will charge to take your bags up, but that's not an actual charge. So they just take advantage of us not knowing.
I mean, thinking of how much I've traveled, like I wonder how many times that's happened to me, because I feel like in America, we like you now go to like the bakery and like they flip the iPad at you and they're like, do you want a tip? Like you're kind of forced mm-hmm. to tip on everything. And in Europe, for example, like it's they like, don't tip. Yeah. So they're probably like, hey, let's just take the American culture everywhere. They don't know any better and we don't.
Yeah.
So that's exactly. incredible. Billions of dollars. Billions. Like yearly or just over like a period of time?
Annually.
Or
yeah.
Wow. Annually. That's scary. Okay. So like that, I think everyone needs to download Skillzilla and take that class because we are all screwed. But on that note, like, how can we support? Like, how can parents support? Like, I want to know, like, all of the areas in which we can go to the site. I know you have a beta happening that's going to be coming out shortly. Like, mm-hmm. give us all the info.
So we're actually launching a new website today. Oh, it is going to have a support our mission button. So if you wanted to be a sponsor, we are a nonprofit. So it would be a sponsorship. It would not be a donation. We actually put your name on the app on the bottom as a sponsor of Skillzilla, and it will stay there for the lifetime of the app. So your name will be in our app in perpetuity. Just because we want to thank people for helping us get through this beginning, because we do think that this mission is necessary. We do think that it's important. So if you want to sponsor us, there is going to be a spot on our website, skillzilla.app, that you can go sponsor us. And your name will be on our app forever. So people will know that you are one of the reasons why Skillzilla is up and running.
That's amazing. Okay, so we got the sponsorship. Is there a way for people to communicate with you? So say, like, this is where my head's going. Like, say there's teachers that are listening in, or maybe it's a business. Like, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, the website, you can go to the website. You can email us at support@skillzilla.app. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm on there all the time. So Holly O'Brien, you'll see a little dino after mm-hmm. my name. So you'll find me there. But we are also on Instagram at SkillzillaUS, as well as Facebook and TikTok, all the same at SkillzillaUS.
Awesome. And I know we're getting close to the end, mm-hmm. but I always ask this, like, do you have like a really good success story to share? Whether it's, you know, someone that's taken the courses online or even just yourself, like, I just love to hear like something that's going to motivate people to take action, because I feel like a lot of times people hear words, but mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily resonate. And when they can actually put a real success story in front of them, it's like, oh, wait, like this does apply to me. Like I should take right. action. And like, honestly, if you're listening, mom bitches, like we need to support this because we need a smarter, brighter future. Okay. I can't have my future president be on Snapchat, like, gym tan laundry. And okay, like we need smart people, we need smart humans, we need to get them off their cell phones and into the real yes. world. So do
and
you have
empathetic
any?
Humans
oh
we
my god
empathetic humans,
humble, empathetic, yes. kind,
mm-hmm.
all of the things.
Yep.
In this crazy world,
this one lady I was talking to, she was in our tester group. Mm-hmm. She went through the app and she did a quiz and she started crying. And I came over and I was like, are you okay? Do I need to get you something? Do you need water? And she's like, no, I'm fine. I said, okay, well, I'm here if you need anything. And she said, I just want you to know that I'm a single mother. She's like, I don't have a partner in this life. I have 3 kids. I'm not going to be able to teach them these things. So what you're doing is giving me a partner to teach them the things that I can't. And I just started crying right there. Like,
oh my, I'm about to cry.
Like, I can't imagine.
I mean, like, in life, if you think about it, and I don't want to get emotional, but I don't mind if I do.
I know.
But in life, no matter how successful you are, no matter how happy you are, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be a need to help others, mm-hmm. you know? And this is exactly that. That's honestly such a beautiful story because you're right. Like, single parents are the unsung heroes.
Yes,
hands
for sure.
Down. To know that that helps not just the children, but the adults.
Yes.
To support them. That's
and
even
not all single
more
parents
beautiful.
Are single. Even the married
and
single
even
parents.
Even some married. Yeah, I was like, even married. I mean, like, wow, that's such a beautiful story. Okay. So on the fun side of things. Mm-hmm. How much of a mom bitch do you feel like you are? Because, like, you are a queen. Do you ever just look at yourself in the mirror and just think, like, damn, Holly?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm like, oh, man, I'm actually going to be a CEO of a successful company.
No, not
and
going
I'm looking
to be.
In the mirror.
You are.
I am. I
the
am.
CEO.
Yes, it is. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's so refreshing to talk to you. And like this whole podcast, like when I made the podcast, it was meant to be a resourceful resource in a way just to connect people, you know? It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Like I feel like a lot of times like everyone feels like, oh, like in order to be successful or in order to be doing something needing to have like 160,000 followers on Instagram and you need to have all these likes. You need to have passion and you need to have humility and you need to be humble and you need to be collaborative and you need to be mindful. And I am so thankful that you came onto the podcast to share your story, to share your background, to share your family, to share Skillzilla. It's so exciting. And I can't wait. I think you're going to come back, right? Because
have, of course,
like towards the launch, like we got to keep going. Like we got to keep spreading this mission. And I just think you're absolutely beautiful and incredible. And I'm so happy you took the time to be on the podcast. I can't
I'm
wait.
Happy
so
you
it's,
me.
Yeah, thank you. Skillzilla.app.
Yes.
The website is, by the time everyone hears this, it is live.
Yes,
and
it is.
This is just the beginning for you, and I can't wait. Mm-hmm. You got to come back. Like, we'll have you back soon, but like a year from now, you probably will be like, no, I don't have time for you, Celia.
I'll always have time for you.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have anything? I like to wrap on a note of motivation. Do you have, not to put you on the spot, but to put you on the spot, do you have something to sign us off? Something that has empowered you throughout your years, the thing that has kept you going? Please empower us.
So there's this quote that I love by Helen Keller. It is, alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much.
I love that. And it's true. And that is exactly what you're going to be doing. And I can't wait for children and adults and parents everywhere to get a hold of this app because it is going to change lives. And Holly, you are amazing. Thank you so much for being on the Mom Edge podcast. If you like this episode, please like, subscribe, comment, go to skillzilla.app and start following Holly. I'll have all of her links in the description of this podcast. Hope you guys have a blessed day. Have a great night.